everyone, welcome to another edition of Edgecast Mini. I hope you guys have been doing great. Well, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 7 to 8, it says, "For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet." This was from a letter that Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonia. He was encouraging them to continue living in the ways of the Lord and not to be like the people who do not know Jesus yet. I want to share with you this word because I feel that it is useful. So often we can just drift away thinking that it's just one devotion, I can do it some other time. And if we are not careful, we will start to miss out on many of the great plans God has for us. But the Bible says, "Since we belong to the day, let us not fall asleep. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and we do not belong to the night. Let us be alert and careful in the things we do, so that the enemy might not have a chance to strike us." I just feel that this is such a problem, as even Jesus' disciples fell asleep at one of the most important times of Jesus' life. The time when Jesus was about to get arrested and crucified, Jesus said, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Today, are we led by the Spirit or are we swayed by everything the flesh feels? Do we make the right choices, godly choices I mean? Sometimes we get on fire for God through church services or youth camps and we live for God so fervently. But when the fire dies down, do we still continue on what the Lord has started in us? Living for God is a choice and not something we do only when we feel like it. We should have the self-control to make a conscious effort to live right in the ways of God. Today, I want to encourage you to stay alert and make the right choices for God. Make it your prayer to say to God, "Lord, let us have the strength to live right for you each day. Give us wisdom and teach us how to live in your ways. Let us overcome the problems we face, for in you, all things are possible."